It's tea time. In front of me is a tepid cup of tea. It's gone all the way down to about 9/10, or should I say 1/10 left of the cup of tea. And the mug says tea time in Lahinch. Well, this is not tea time in Lahinch. This is tea time in Glanmire. In front of me is the remainder of something that looks awfully like lemongrass, a piece of lemongrass. That's it, I think, but it's lost its flavour. A silver teaspoon, a carton of Avonmore Super Milk, which says all your vitamin D needs in one glass. And apparently what makes it super is calcium, vitamin B12, folic acid, protein, vitamin E, whatever that thing is, B2, riboflavin, never heard of him, calcium, vitamin D. Then there's a used up tea bag on a side plate. Then there's another cup which has a cock on it, a cockerel, another cockerel, and a third cockerel, and it's decorated by these. The cartoonist is called, well, the artist is called Alex Clark. Then moving across the bar here is a blue carton, which is torn open, from a company called Revive Active. And it's called Joint Complex. This is a super supplement with 10 active ingredients working in harmony to support your joints. And there are images of cartilage, bone, connective tissue, and muscle function. God, there are words on here that I... MSM? No idea what that is. Hyaluronic acid, glucosamine, marine collagen, scientifically developed in Ireland. And quite next to that is a box, a green one, which says Enrich Your Life, Revive Active. And this one is tropical flavour. So there we are. They're probably both doing the same thing. Now, if I turn to my right, I see the back of an envelope which says almond milk, oranges, raisins, chicken multiplied by 2, mince, cheese, blueberries, milled flax, dog food, squash and celery. This is all on the back of an envelope that says in front, Nollag Honachit. That means happy Christmas to you. Chit means to you. And that's from a place called Merchants Quay, Ireland. A hot meal, a helping hand, a fresh start. And this mailing has been produced using carbon balanced paper, helping to prevent climate change by protecting threatened tropical forests and planting trees. This is fascinating. Resurrection Man is on the front cover of this turned over Irish Times weekend, December the 7th. Joan Baez is quoted, "I recognise people who had the abuse I had." China's Capital of Christmas, Dennis Staunton reports. And Stardust, this is a tragic place, a place where creativity can grow. That was an awful fire that killed many people back in the 1980s, I think. Kitty Holland writing about it. But the key thing on the front is called Resurrection Man. Didn't an American author write a book called Resurrection Man? Can't remember. This is all about Micheál Martin. Says he's starting another chapter in a long political odyssey that has seen triumph, disaster, renewal, and now triumph again. He can't wait to be Taoiseach, that's Prime Minister, for a second time. Underneath that is something I bought yesterday from Remington. It's a nose trimmer. A whole little container. And I won't open it, but I know that there's a little nail scissors in there. There's something for trimming your beard, something for trimming your eyebrows, and something for cleaning up your nose hairs and your ear hairs. Yes. And next to that is another. It's a whiteboard. And this whiteboard has things written in red letters. Wine. Cumin. Celery. Coffee. Tomato, ham, eggs, lights. And then Anna dash Thursday question mark. How on earth am I expected to be calm in the middle of all this, these stimuli? I mean, is it any wonder that I might be about to start my day in an excited state of mind, in an emotionally charged, what? Well, emotionally charged. Yes, I'm recording this episode of my podcast as a fragment out of my life. Partly I'm recording it now because I forgot I didn't. I just didn't record an episode yesterday. And I've got 31 of them to record in the month of December. So I don't want to fall behind by too many. But I just think it's much easier to record in the morning rather than late at night. I think that has to do with me talking to my imaginary friends. Yeah. I think talking to imaginary friends wakes me up rather than trying to talk to them at night when I'm tired and I'm washed out, drained and empty from the day. This is waking me up. Oh, it'll be interesting to see how I feel after meeting a human being. So far, I've only met a cat and seen a dog asleep in the corner. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. I hope you have a better day than you had yesterday. And I hope you have a better day than I'm going to have today. Yeah, there's generosity for you, isn't it?